Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Black Information Network Daily Podcast, and I am your host, Ramses Ja. And sometimes the amount of stories that make their way to us means that we simply can't cover everything that comes our way. But from time to time, a story just stays with me, and I feel compelled to share it with you and give you my thoughts. And now, one more thing.
Inexplicably contrary to Florida law and significantly lacks educational value. That's how the administration of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis describes a new college-level course for high school students on African-American studies. It's already being taught in 60 high schools nationwide as a first test. The curriculum was in development for a decade. Endorsing the class, the chair of Howard University's history department said the course presents, quote, a solid understanding of how African-Americans have shaped America, its history, laws, institutions, culture, and arts, and even the current practice of American democracy, which sharpens all knowledge about our nation. But according to Ron DeSantis and his State Department of Education, a course cultivated for 10 years by scholars and experts is neither lawful nor historically accurate. So you might ask yourself, what specifically is wrong with the AP African American Studies class, according to Ron DeSantis and his administration? Which would be a fair question. The Associated Press reports, quote, Florida education officials did not specify exactly what content the state found objectionable.
Okay. This man wants to run for president. All right, let's start here. Six million Jewish people were murdered during the Holocaust by Nazi Germany, systematically exterminating human beings. Why do we learn about this? Because it's important. It's important we know exactly what our Jewish brothers and sisters have gone through. You know, the source of a lot of their ailments that linger in today's society, their historical and cultural ailments, to know what they've been through, what they've overcome, to know why their numbers are smaller than they should be. And to recognize what we should not allow to happen in the future. No more on this planet should anyone allow the systemic and systematic extermination of human beings. Lesson well learned. And bravo to Florida for teaching their students about the Holocaust. You know, Christopher Columbus arrived in the New World, quote unquote, and through mostly disease, but also guns and, you know, tricky language and contracts signed in bad faith and lies and, you know, outright murder, of course. 55 million. This is an estimate. Indigenous people, tribes with their own cultures, their own languages, their own identities, wiped out, right? Gone. I say it as often as I can. Right now, I'm recording this from unceded ancestral lands of the Akima and Oodham peoples. This belongs to them. And their numbers shrank drastically as a result of Columbus landing on these shores. And granted, it's a whitewashed version of history, but these stories are taught in Florida. But 70 million Africans died in the transatlantic slave trade. Their lives as slaves, property, the rape, the beating, the brutality of chattel slavery in this country. You know, that lacks educational value. What? And, you know, I've been having these conversations for some time. You know, I've really been, my ears perked up when Bill Maher went on that strange rant where he was trying to connect African tribes with slavery and trying to say that African people were just as at fault as white people, all that sort of stuff, right? That really narrow-minded take on what slavery was, right? That's the system in place. Everybody's playing that game, right? But trying to like pawn off some of the responsibility away from white people and onto black people. Black people sold the slaves and all this. Okay, sure. Sure, sure. But you know what else? German people killed German Jews, right? They just had a different idea of what right was. And the people who were conquered were exterminated, right? It's no different from Africa, right? The tribes that were conquered were sold into slavery. And this country, it had no part in the Holocaust, can look at that and see educational value there, right? Certainly they can see that in the state of Florida. But then they try to make this imaginary connection all of a sudden with, I guess, a lack of educational value when we're talking about black people. This is the boldest type of racism I've ever seen. And it's so insulting, lacks significant educational value. If they wanted to just say, hey, it's against our law, we don't want to teach this. Okay. you're out of pocket, but okay. But when you say it lacks significant educational value, yo, there's a lot of people whose history you're coming for when you make a statement like that. That's a lot of people. And this man, Ron DeSantis, stands right on it, firmly in the middle of it. This is what happens when you center the feelings of white children at the expense of everyone else. That's exactly what they're doing, and they know it. And they will come up with every single type of tricky language to try to convince you, oh, no, this is for all children, or oh, no, black children don't want to learn. Listen, listen, what you are doing is centering the feelings of white children at the expense of everyone else. This is our planet, too. This is our country, too. This is our history, too. We deserve to know what happened to us, too. And if the numbers are any indication, we deserve to learn more about what happened to us because more people died. What a hurtful world. What a hurtful time for me to live in, where people are that gullible. And you know, my co-host of my show, Civic Cypher, he doesn't love when I give the benefit of the doubt to people by calling them gullible, because he thinks that they know full well exactly what's happening. They need someone to provide them with the language that they need to feel less racist about their indeed racist feelings. They need politicians to provide the language so that they don't have to feel like they're centering their children at the expense of everyone else. They need the language to suggest that everyone is getting centered around a different idea, different narrative. But the fact is, this is textbook, overt, insulting racism. So much so that now I don't know who's worse, the former president or the man who wants to be the future president. What a world. Wow. And, you know, coming from somebody who actually gets busy, gets in the streets, protests, has tough conversations, goes to town hall meetings, you know, this sort of stuff hits different for a person like me. Very different. I can teach my sons. I can teach people that are close to me as much as I can. You know, I'm not a teacher in the traditional sense. But there are so many people who already don't know what the what is. And in Florida, their law prevents their education system, the traditional education system, public education, from telling black stories. Everybody else, yeah, we'll give you a whitewashed version of it, but we'll still give it to you. Black story, nah, lacks significant education value. Oof. Don't give this man the keys to the country. Don't do it. Now, normally, this is the part of the show where I would say, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not. Normally, this is the part of the show where I'd say, hey, reach out to me if you have a different opinion. But if you do, I'm not interested in hearing it. This won't be commonplace for me. I do encourage dialogue. But this one is an insult. It's a slap in my face. And a slap in the face to everyone who was born, lived a short life, and died, whose bodies is buried in the ground in this country, who wore this beautiful color that I wear right now. This is a slap in the face to everyone who was kidnapped from the shores of Africa to be the slaves of these people here, so that they could have what? Money. What an easier life. So they could be what? Lazy. And the result of that is now we live in a morally bankrupt country that refuses to even acknowledge their great injustice against the people upon which whose back that same economic success was built. So if you agree with me, reach out. I'm at Ramses Ja on all social media. And of course, you can use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. And if you don't, thanks for listening. But we'll find out what the truth is. We'll find out the right way. We can't help but make it. And that's something I do believe. All right. Until next time, y'all. Peace.
This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show is produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I am your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. Join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.